This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Calls are growing for the NFL to move the Green Bay Packers game in Brazil Friday night. The air quality in Sao Paulo is bad because of raging wildfires. Also, the Supreme Court has imposed a national ban on Twitter. Wisconsin Republican State Representative John Mako also points to crime in Brazil and concerns about the country's contentious election. President Biden's visit to Southwest Wisconsin this week is part of his effort to highlight his administration's Investing in America agenda. He's hitting the blue wall battleground states of Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. He's talking about efforts to build infrastructure and lower health care and energy costs. About 50,000 older people in Wisconsin can expect big savings on their prescriptions next year. Starting January 1st, out-of-pocket drug costs will be capped at $2,000 a year for people on Medicare Part D.
We have older Wisconsinites that are choosing either limiting their supply of their prescriptions or they literally are taking resources that are used to pay for other essentials to sometimes cover the cost.
David Bowen is with AARP Wisconsin. The disgraced former chancellor at the University of Wisconsin in La Crosse is still fighting to keep his job as a tenured professor. The UW Board of Regents Personnel Committee meets later this month. Joe Gao was fired as chancellor in December for posting pornographic videos online. Among other things, revoking his tenure means Gao would lose his pension. Experts say getting involved in voting are good for your health. Craig Burns is a social work professor. He says it's true all the way down to local zoning laws.
Whether people have access to an affordable grocery store that sells healthy produce, or whether they have access to safe transportation.
Burns says voters should know local and state races are sometimes decided by just a few votes. A marathon swimmer is trying to cross Lake Michigan again. Jim Dreyer tried a few weeks ago, but his GPS malfunctioned and he accidentally got off course. He left the Michigan shore Monday night and hopes to make it to Milwaukee later this week. He actually made it across the Big Lake one other time more than 25 years ago in 1998. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The man accused of killing UW Whitewater gymnast Kara Welsh is being held on a $1 million bond. Welsh was discovered shot to death in an off-campus apartment Friday night. The exact relationship between Welsh and the suspect, Chad Richards, a former UW Whitewater wrestler, remains unclear. A town hall featuring Trump campaign surrogates is set for tomorrow in Milwaukee. Representative Brian Steil, former Governor Tommy Thompson, and ex-Trump official Monica Crowley will be in attendance. The event, scheduled for 7 at the UW-Milwaukee Jan Sayre Studio, aims to engage with constituents in the 1st Congressional District. It's open to the public with pre-registration required. Kids won't have cells in Grafton. Grafton High School has implemented a new cell phone policy requiring students to give their devices to teachers during class time. The principal is citing increased distractions and problems in the classroom as the reason for the change. While students can use their phones before and after class and during passing periods, they can get their devices from teachers once class is over. There were more than 3,000 police calls to Milwaukee Public Schools last year. The data release has reignited debate over the lack of school resource officers. The head of the Milwaukee Police Association says the high volume of calls underscores the need for on-site officers. State law mandated that the officers needed to be back in school by this past January. MPS officials report that there is no firm timeline to bring the officers back to campuses. They shouldn't be too rowdy, but some friends are getting together for football in Waukesha this weekend. Merrill Crest Park will host the Neighborhood Beer Gardens tomorrow through Saturday. That brings with it live music, food trucks, plus the chance to watch football on a big screen. Friday night, they'll play the Packers game. Saturday, the Badgers. The event kicks off tomorrow at 5. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
The NFL season is now just hours away. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Green Bay Packers will open up the season Friday night in Brazil against the Philadelphia Eagles. Coach Matt LaFleur says the Packers players are ready to get the season going.
I think our guys are truly excited. There's been a lot of work that's been put in from the end of last season to now. I think they are excited about the opportunity to go out there and compete, you know, in front of the world.
Quarterback Jordan Love is ready to get to work this Friday night.
I think everybody is very hungry, and I think the message this year is for us to go out and start fast, you know, not have any late season runs, you know, start out fast and, you know, kind of put people on notice for what we're going to do this year and what we're going to be about.
Kickoff for the Packers and Eagles is after 7 p.m. on Friday. Tomorrow night, the Ravens and Chiefs get the NFL season started. The St. Louis Cardinals were able to move a game back up in the standings behind the Brewers with a 7-4 win in 12 innings last night. The game was tied at 3 going into extras before St. Louis got 3 runs in the 12th inning to win. Now Milwaukee is 10 games up on the Cubs and 11 on the Cardinals going into Wednesday night's series finale with St. Louis. And this week is the start of conference season in high school football. You can find one of nearly a dozen games right here on Civic Media this week. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Pixar Studios is not without its share of mega blockbuster hits. They've got another one that just reached a huge milestone, as was predicted. Pixar's Inside Out 2 has become the highest grossing animated film of all time. The title was held for the last 5 years by the Lion King remake from 2019. The second Inside Out has passed $1.6 billion worldwide. The sequel is now the 9th highest grossing film of all time. Sometimes life can really kick your butt and deal you bad cards. Then there are people like George Clooney and Brad Pitt. The two were in Venice promoting their new film, Wolves, an action comedy where they both play criminal fixers. While talking with the press, they had to deny the fact that each of their salaries was $35 million. The two denied the claim, saying they were making millions and millions less, which by my calculations means they still could have pulled in about $30 million each. Wolves will be released on Apple TV September 27th after a limited theatrical run. Well, just like back to school stuff hitting the shelves in July, it's not too early to start thinking about horror films as we start our crawl toward Halloween. Prime Video just added several new scary films to its roster, including what's been called a gem from 2009 called Drag Me to Hell, starring Alison Lohman and Justin Long. Lohman's character has a curse put on her, sending her perfect life into upheaval. Speaking of Justin Long, he is in another scary flick called Barbarian that is worth a check out as well. Another scary movie getting pretty big hype was just acquired by Netflix. New Life is an indie film from the UK that is not a Netflix original but dropped on the streamer last weekend. It's a thriller that is pulling a 93% score on Rotten Tomatoes. The audience score is hovering around 70%, which probably means there is a surprise ending. This will be the place for all your recommendations leading up to Halloween. Another summer season at the movies says goodbye, but there were some encouraging signs at the gate. The last big weekend of the season saw Deadpool and Wolverine spend a fifth week at the top of the charts with a haul of over $15 million. The film showed tremendous staying power as it recently became the highest-grossing R-rated movie ever. Coming in second place at the box office was Alien Romulus with a take of $9 million. Speaking of staying power, Twisters finished in third place at just under $8 million. The only new release to crack the top five was Reagan, starring Dennis Quaid. The film opened to not-so-great reviews, but still managed to come in fourth place and also bring in $8 million at the box office. And rounding out the top five is sleeper hit It Ends With Us, starring Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni. The movie finished the weekend with just under $7.5 million, but is at $133 million domestically. It's been a good summer. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 77 this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 62. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 84 with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WAUKradio.com.